This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. State lawmakers have advanced a bill aimed at keeping students in Colorado for college. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Almost 30% of high school graduates left the state in 2021. That's up 4% from the previous year. Many students can get bigger college scholarships outside of Colorado. One idea proposed in the bill is offering up to $3,000 for college credits transferred from high school or a community college if a student carries on to a four-year. Bill sponsor Representative Rick Taggart.
The incentive is to get the students all the way to completion.
Another part of the bill would offer four-year graduates who gain a degree in an in-demand field another $3,000. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A water leak has shut off water to the state's largest prison complex in Canyon City. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Corrections officials say they are trying to keep people safe. There are 4,700 inmates and more than 620 staffers who don't have any water inside the East Canyon complex because of a leak. They say they are working with nonprofits and other emergency organizations to bring in potable water for drinking, cooking, and sanitation. And they have set up portable bathrooms. They say it could be 3 to 4 days before the leak is fixed, and that visits to the prison are now suspended. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new parking program at the Colorado Springs Airport opens annual memberships to anyone who frequents the airport. There are 4 membership levels, including long-term parking options for individuals and households. There will also be valet options. Pricing ranges from $280 to just under $900 a year. Memberships will be available beginning April 15th, and the parking program starts in May. Colorado Springs has elevated fire danger today with strong winds and blowing dust along the Front Range and across much of Colorado. Denver is under that fire danger warning, and then it's rain and snow and much cooler temperatures for the metro area tomorrow. This is CPR News.